Hello and welcome to the final episode of Piano Lessons for season two. Mark Piano, good to see you.
Hey Phil, yeah, good to see you. A lot's happened since our last podcast, and good to see you with a different capacity now.
Well, yeah, this is indeed. I was expecting someone from Horizons Global to join us.
They are. That is me. I've got the branding on
I
now,
see.
and yes, I am now part of Horizons Global, having left Harney's and the digital assets practice in a really, really good position. Looking forward to the future, working with Harney's in this new capacity, and also seeing just how the firm takes the digital asset practice with the really strong team it's got globally, the deep bench experience, and the reputation that it's got. So it's fantastic to have been a part of. I think I said this a while ago on another podcast I was on, that I took the baton from you and Lewis Chong and Matt Tabor, and you built the practice up back in 2016 onwards. Ran with it for a while and did some cool things with it in a very interesting market, just as this set of jurisdictions, the firm services really came into its own for this particular sort of work. And now the opportunity has come up that I really couldn't say no to. It's really exciting, but also leaving the firm and the practice in a really good position and really excited to see what the future holds.
It's been a truly incredible run, and it's been an honor and a pleasure to work alongside you. As you say, it's fascinating timing. Frankly, we've gone through a lot over the
That's
last bit
horrible.
years, and the cyclical nature and the volatile nature of the industry has meant that we've learned an awful lot of lessons, some really positive ones, really negative ones, and meandered our way through it accordingly. Sort of, I mean, I would guess a lot of people sort of watching would say, you were incredibly well set and thought of at Harney's and doing some brilliant things here. What was it about this opportunity? And I guess then to get into to Horizons in particular, what was it about this opportunity that really made you think, actually, this is the direction I need to go in?
This is a really good question, and it's something I thought a lot about. It was many, many weeks before I made the decision to come across, and there were several things behind it. One is that the team behind Horizons Global, Mike Robinson, he used to be a senior or managing associate at OGA, actually one of our biggest competitors until he left to co-found Horizons Global. A very good lawyer, very, very smart individual, very knowledgeable about this space, and brings a sense of governance and perspective and integrity to the governance role and to this business, which I think is really a good thing to see and be part of. And also his business partner, Ryan Nixon, founder of Horizons Law, very well known and respected figure in this space. And between them both, they're a very powerful combination. And I spent some time with them, a lot of time with them professionally, some time with them personally. And if there was a service provider I wanted to join, they were top of my list. They are good human beings. They're very smart, very capable. Again, it's that sense of integrity, which I think is absolutely critical, especially as this space matures and evolves and becomes an increasingly important part of the global financial system. And I feel like with the reputation that I've got, both before I joined Harney's and kind of accelerated through the Harney's platform and the work that we did together, this was an opportunity to really bring that perspective and that experience to the space in a different role that I think is if especially needed now. I think the role of directors, both with Horizons Global and other service providers in the Cayman Islands and elsewhere for these structures, is becoming increasingly crucial, especially with the volume of the assets that these structures hold, their criticality to the protocol and the operations, but also their role within the community and their relationship with governance. It was something which I felt was called out to me. It was a very strong pull. There was very good reason to stay at Harney's as well, and had a really good path and opportunity there to build out a team with you and with the rest of the equity partnership, and to look at the nurturing and bringing through the next generation. And I felt like on balance, this was something that was not going to come along very often, or at all again, potentially. It was people I knew and trusted and had gotten to know for several years. And it just felt like the timing was right, and leaving was not going to be detrimental to clients. It wasn't going to be detrimental to the rest of the team because we have good people in place across the globe where Harney's operates. And even though, there's never a good time to leave a practice, this felt like the best worst time, if that makes sense from Harney's perspective. But from my perspective, I'm now changing the relationship with Harney's. Horizons Global does a lot of work with Harney's and will continue to. And I'm just doing that in a different capacity now with a different relationship. So yeah, lots of things to take into account there, but it felt like the right move with the right people. And for me personally, I felt good about the decision on the basis that this was something I could try, and I may not get this opportunity again in this particular way, so I had to go for it. I also want to say exceptional gratitude to you and to the partners for the opportunity and for the patience and the direction I've sort of helped work with you and the rest of the team in to take this practice in. I think it's it was the right time to do it. I don't think there was any other time we could have done what we've done. You know, H3, accepting USDC, taking on some flagship clients and giving them the service they expected and deserved in this space, and really kind of building out a really strong foundation for this practice to now go forward with a really good team. So thank you.
Been our great pleasure to work with you, and so in terms of then, I mean, you're obviously going to be based in the Cayman Islands, but fundamentally today we're speaking from obviously Austin, where you're attending Consensus. So how do you see yourself sort of operating from this point forward? What are the critical parts of what you'll be offering the wider community?
I think the critical parts I'll be offering is primarily directorships and bringing that structuring experience and that perspective on governance and the requirements of these different structures and the operations, combining all that into a governance professional role that I think is going to be quite useful for many projects, whatever their requirements are, not just foundations, maybe, you know, holding companies or other operational companies which are part of the Web3 space or project structuring. I've got a degree of consultancy experience I can offer as well, and happy to discuss what that might look like for particular clients, but also serving the companies and the projects and the shareholders, if there are any, or the purposes of the foundation company, if it's a foundation company, bringing those many, many years of experience and different perspectives on the space together. And I'll be based in the Cayman Islands primarily. I'll obviously be traveling to see clients and attend conferences and hopefully do a bit of presentations and for thought leadership, as I was gratefully given the opportunity to at Harney's. And primarily based in the Cayman Islands going forward, which I think is essential for the strength of the offering, but also to support the incredibly strong service provider and crypto community that has built itself around the Cayman Islands over the last few years.
And that was going to be one of my questions, actually, because you've done such a brilliant job, as we found out from earlier episodes, done such a brilliant job with actually the local community and not only supporting it, but also bringing people through and training. That there are many people in the Cayman Islands who would thank you for the path you've helped them go down as well, which is really exciting. Do you still see that jurisdiction as being a fundamental part of this world for a very long time? And if so, what gives you that confidence that the Cayman Islands is truly the one that is going to embrace this?
Well, I've left a global law firm to focus on Cayman-based directorship, so I certainly have a strong vote of confidence in the role of the Cayman Islands going forward. Otherwise, I probably would have been a very foolish move on my part. I think when you look at the position the jurisdiction has now, together with the BVI and kind of a complementary pattern, it is by far now the market standard, and that is because of the ease of doing business in these jurisdictions, because of their strong reputation, and because of the strength of the service provider offerings based around the establishment of one of the leading funds domiciles for both Cayman and the BVI. So I think that sophistication, that maturity, that intelligence and depth of thought and focus and creativity on the structuring side to ensure that the right flows go into the right vehicles and that's all properly separated and compliant with laws and regulations, all of that brought to bear gives Cayman and the BVI a reputation and a market standing that I think few other jurisdictions have to this level. Obviously, we have other jurisdictions that are competing that have their own offerings, which are often complementary or often alternatives, which are right for some projects and not right for others. But I think anything we can do to offer a seamless way of doing business and to get these projects out into the world in a way that's beneficial in the space and protective of interests and not going to, you know, cause any adverse harm to anybody, needs to be championed and applauded. And I think Cayman is the right place to do that from. My offering now is in a different direction, but I think is complementary to the legal knowledge and expertise that is based in the Cayman Islands through Harney's and other firms. But also the community in Cayman is very well regarded. People move their projects there. They move themselves there and their team there in some cases. And they'll also rely on service providers to undertake critical functions because they trust the knowledge and expertise of professionalism and reputation. And that continues to reinforce, brings all the other service providers up. It's a very collaborative community. People who also provide direct services were talking with each other on a daily basis. We're hopefully going to be on split calls together. We're recommending each other for different positions. It's just a really good community to be part of. And I feel like that gives a really good presentation externally, and it shows that everyone here is trying to do the best they can for their clients and the space as a whole, and that's a really exciting thing to be a part of.
Absolutely. We obviously had Harney's fiduciary on, you know, an earlier episode who offer similar services in the space. And I think, you know, one of the questions I've been asked is by a number of people, is Mark now a competitor? And whilst I've winced in a normal way, that I don't think that's remotely how either of us see it. But interested in your take on that.
Sure. Well, look, there's one structure which we have Horizon Global involved in. We have another direct to service provider involved in, and we have Harley's Fiduciary involved in. And I think that's going to be something which plays out on a regular basis going forward. I think the experience and skill set that I have is different to what a lot of other service providers have. It's different even to what Mike has on the Horizon Global side. And I think that's complementary. One interesting thing that's come out from these conversations is that the more of a plurality of skill sets and perspectives and experience that the director service providers have to offer, the stronger the jurisdiction. Yeah. Why? Because clients can choose the skill set, the personality, the approach to risk, the governance role and interaction with shareholders and other stakeholders that is right for the structure, the particular vehicle, the project as a whole. And it might be an initial starting point, and there might be additional directors added later on as the project grows or as the needs become more complex. So I think the jurisdiction is better served. All of the service providers are better served from having those different perspectives and voices and offerings in this space. There's also the requirement for independence and separation, particularly around split boards. I think there's a lot of opportunity for cross-referral and collaboration. I don't have the skill set or experience by far for years worth of sitting on, you know, SPVs and funds that the Harley's Fiduciary directors have, and vice versa. They have a different skill set when it comes to the Web3 side and the complexity and operational flows and the structuring, the regulatory considerations that go with that. So I think, again, that's all complementary. I think that's something which we are going to all benefit from ultimately.
And I think that's the wonderful part generally about the sort of digital assets community offshore is that everyone talks to everyone. You know, we do feel like we're trying to put together a product for the rest of the world to use. And we do that in a way that isn't trying to be competitive with each other, but actually is trying to be supportive to make sure that both jurisdictions here in the BVI and obviously with you in the Cayman Islands, you know, are moving in the right direction, are changing with the technology, are changing with the regulatory focus that comes in from other parts of the world. And it's only together we'll do that. I'm really excited about the opportunity to almost work with you in a different capacity, because I think it allows us to almost do some more projects and for you to take different angles that maybe you weren't able to properly take, you know, previously as a Harney's person, but actually can bring even more to some of the projects we do together. That polarity point, I think, is spot on. I fully agree with that.
I agree. And I think it's also exciting to be part of Horizons Global with the experience and reputation that Mike and Ryan have in their respective capacities. Yes, they're working together. Yeah. But Horizons Global is separate to Horizons Law. And that's another reason why I joined us, because of that independence from any other service provider or any other business. It's a completely standalone operation. And that for me was really important, because I think, again, part of how I've managed to do what I do is be quite agnostic about a lot of this stuff. And so that's helped to show that I'm actually acting for the space as a whole. I see what this tech can achieve. I see the life-changing benefits it's brought to people and their perspectives and the utilization of their skill sets and potential. We see that within Harney's. We've brought people in within Harney's who are now absolutely thriving and flourishing. And that's been a strong draw for the external recruitment that Harney's has been undertaking. We've got a good team with, you know, Josh and Miles, and headed by Ayana on the BVI side, on the regulatory side, you know, headed by IU globally and the different partners and different offices. I think as Harney's continues to recruit, and I think it's important to say that on this podcast, to the digital asset expertise, then I think that's going to really bolster the already strong offering that Harney's has and its reputation in this space.
No, I appreciate you saying that. And whilst we are actively recruiting and whilst we will bring in some incredible talent, I'm sure, I don't think we'll ever find anyone quite like you. That sounds like that could be a double-edged statement, but it's not actually. It's a single edge of how fantastic it has been to find someone quite as special as you. You truly are a unique talent, and it's been amazing to learn from you, you know, as much as you've learned from us about everything you see and everything you want to bring to this space. So what I absolutely wanted to say is the sort of culmination of this podcast is a huge thank you. Thank you for everything you've been. The legal side is the legal side, but actually the human being we've all got a chance to work with has been amazing. So thank you, Mark.
That's incredibly kind words and means a lot. And I'm not sure many people get a farewell like that when they leave a law firm, but that's very kind of you to say. And thank you very much. And it's been a pleasure working with you in this capacity. And we'll be continuing to work together in different capacities going forward and looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And with that, I think piano lessons, we're out.